Okay, next up we've got Seabass with I Taught My Dog to Speak.
I taught my dog to speak. I taught my dog to speak. I thought that it'd be chic. Oh, I taught my dog to speak. I taught my dog to speak. I taught my dog to speak. Well, it took almost a week. Oh, I taught my dog to speak. And he said,
get a job, you deadbeat.
Nah, just kidding. He said,
woof, woof. Woof, woof. Bark, bark. Bark, bark. Ruff, ruff. Ruff, ruff.
So this song is cute. I'm just going to say it. It was cute. The chorus is infectious and fun. I love my dog. I love dogs generally. So the song is right up my alley. Having said that, the little skits of what the dog said, they do run a little long at times, and I feel like they overstay their welcome. It probably would have been better if the song was, you know, if it cut the last verse and chorus entirely and shaved maybe 50 seconds off the end of the song. I just felt that the whole conceit started to wear on me a little bit at the end, and I was a little less charmed with it than I was initially.
Yeah, cute is the perfect adjective for this. I think it's a cute novelty song. And for me, it sounds a little like a children's song, and that's fine, but it's not really my groove. You know, I'm not really in love with this song, and I'm not sure why. And I think I'm going to have to listen to it more to figure out why, really, because especially if it, you know, risks, you know, my, you know, going lower in my rankings, I should be able to point out why. But, like, maybe it's too repetitive. Or maybe they're like, isn't enough bass or needs some more kind of middle range or something. It just sort of, there's something about it that I'm not sure. And I'm going to have to listen to it more.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of repetition in this song. And, you know, I taught my dog to speak. I taught my dog to speak. I taught my dog to speak. It was hard, I will concede. You know, yeah, I feel like this is a joke that has been drawn out way too long. As a certain dog told me, the essence of comedy is a subversion of your expectations. And so you, by the end of the song, I'm sorry, there is no subversion of expectations. It is absolutely a sticking to the expectations that have been set up. I will say it's a great use of the harmonica. I thought the harmonica was really well done. And it lent a lot of nice flavor to the song that otherwise kind of outstayed its welcome.